In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus Christ told his disciples that they were to be the light of the world. That is such a powerful statement. What does it mean to let our light shine? There are few images in the world quite as powerful as the rising sun, as darkness being overtaken by light. I personally think it is much more beautiful for a sunrise than even the sunset. And this huge body of power, the sun, vanishes and reappears for us. It is beautiful, God's plan. And it's a push, and you see it break out in the morning where it's dark and you can't see, and then you can see, it's light. Yesterday morning, I was out in the very beginning of the morning and it was dark. And I have a flower patch with a tree, with sunflowers that are 5 foot tall. And when I was emptying my coffee and throwing it in my flower patch, something was looking at me. Something was in there. I heard it. And I started singing with a joyful voice and running back into the house. I didn't want to even take the chance. It was probably quail. I think they're dangerous and delicious. But still, it was so dark I couldn't see anything. Well, you are the light of the world. Turn over to Matthew 5, verse 14. Matthew 5. Matthew is the first book of the Bible in the New Testament that is filled with so many lessons for us to learn. 5, verse 14. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on the hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a light stand, on a lampstand. And it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Cities on hills, lights on lampstands. Today, we will uncover three lessons we can learn from Christ's instructions to let your light shine. Let your light so shine. Point one, uncovering number one. Letting our light shine is unavoidable. Committed to following Jesus Christ means striving to live a life that stands in stark contrast to the world around us. We don't fit in with their cultures and their values. We stand out. When we make our conscious decision to turn the other cheek, like in verse 39, to love and pray for those who wish us harm, live by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God, we are going to live lives that are unmistakably different. Yesterday, I don't even know how it happened, but a conversation at work came up about Muslims and Christians. And someone made the comment, oh, well, they worship their God, we worship our God, and they're the same God. What do? They don't know any better. Do you say anything? Well, I should have not said anything, but I did. I was like, well, their God is their God, and our God is our God, and they're not the same. And I let it at that. I've come a long way. But just by virtue of abstaining from the things God calls evil, we will make enemies of people who hate the light. We will be the light in the darkness. Shining is a natural coincidence of Christianity, just as light is a natural consequence of striking a match. No light, light. If we love God with all of our heart, soul, and mind, our light must shine. Jesus told the crowds that came to him, he told them, and we can pick it up what he said in John 8, verse 12. John 8, verse 12. Mine has a title. I am the light of the world. And it says, 8:12, then Jesus said to them, again saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. In fact, Jesus highlighted the absurdity of trying to hide the light. A Christian scrambling to not be noticed by the world is ridiculous. Who here is a hermit and just hides, but a follower of Christ? That's not what we're there to do. We have to be in the world, not of the world. No one is to waste the light that shines forth. Likewise, we shouldn't waste our Christianity by trying to blend into the darkness. That is the number one problem of the church, is we are all constantly being attacked and we are always being drugged to the darkness. Be like me. Be like the world. It's so much easier. Everyone in here probably has an example of someone that got drugged to the other side. It hit my family very hard. Point number two. Shining makes you different. See, I was always called different as a kid. Now it's good to be different. I don't know if the meaning is the same, but light illuminates. Not everybody likes that. More to the point, some people hate it. I remember 10-15 years ago, Mr. Hendren, in a message that he gave, he said, you ever wonder why all the bars have no light in them and they're very dimly lit? It's because people don't want to see each other. They want to do evil, drink their beer, and they don't want to see the full light. No bar, think about it, is full of brightness and light. They're all dim. That's why. The bar wants to put the mood for you to do evil. And alcohol is the aggressor that helps you do that. I thought that was just brilliant because it's so true. Please turn to John 3, verse 20. John 3, verse 20. John 3, verse 20. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen that they have been done in God. How true are those words? When people do evil, well, think about it. In all your life, when I know that I wanted to do something wrong, usually it was in darkness. At night, the TV shows that we watch, all the people that are harmed, it's at night. It's because darkness covers and people run to darkness. Light makes things visible. In this spiritual metaphor, light exposes things as good and evil, right and wrong. The world hates being told what is right and wrong. Who are you to tell them what to do? They are in charge of themselves. So when we adopt God's moral code, when we mold our lives around it and let it govern the things that we choose to do and refuse to do, there will always be those who take personal offense. I know that I'm sure I've offended people over the years because I speak so much. But in response, you don't have to turn there, but it says, they are surprised in 1 Peter 4:4. This is the modern English version I'm reading. 1 Peter 4:4. They are surprised that you do not join them in the same excess of wild living. And so they speak evil of you. Just by virtue of abstaining from things God calls evil, we will make enemies of people who hate the light. I know in my lifetime I have been left out of many things because I'm the weird one. that Saturday kid, then that Saturday guy, and then that older man that does that thing on the Saturday where he's gone all the time. We get left out, excluded. Look at the sports world. Friday night, Saturday is 100% of sports. We get excluded. They want to run to every form of breaking God's law. They don't care. God may even be working in their lives, though, that the light opening their eyes to his truth. We don't know. Point three, the final point. Your shining light is not about you. Ultimately, the light isn't about us. And ultimately, it isn't even our light. The light is something God gives us. Whatever spiritual light might emanate from us, that light comes from Jesus the Christ, the light of the world. We shine when we follow in his footsteps, obey his words, emulate his life. We've heard many wonderful messages. Walk in the footsteps of Jesus the Christ. His light shines so bright. The real purpose of a light isn't to be seen, but to help others see. And the real purpose of our light shining before men is so they may see your good works and glorify, not you, but our Father in heaven. You have a huge responsibility. The light from Jesus the Christ is shining, making paths known to other people through you. Will they see your good works? Will they see your kindness and your dependability? Will they see your unwavering dedication to godly principles and your wonderful morals, your self-sacrifice, your commitment to doing good to others, your patience when annoyed? That's a tough one. Your gentleness with all people, even people that are a little dim-witted, patience, self-control, gentleness with them. Your courage to be different when those around you are doing evil. Yes, as surely as they've seen a city on a hill or a light on a lampstand, when you live like Christ, it will cut through the darkness of the world. But again, we don't do it for the purposes of being seen. And the same disclosure, Christ warned his disciples. And again, we won't turn there, but Matthew 6, verse 1. Beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them. For then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Furthermore, what does he say? Those that do these things, that they may be praised by others, have already received their reward. What does that remind you of? Someone screaming and wailing. Look at me! I'm crying to God! I am so righteous! We see that all the time. It's blatant, and the Bible is so perfect and points it out, but people don't see it. So what do, or we do it so that others have an easier time seeing God. Our wonderful, loving God, even when we're dealing with someone who hates the light. And as we said, most all of the world hates the light. So conclusion, the future purpose of letting our light shine. 1 Peter 2:12. Hebrews, James, Peter. 1 Peter 2, verse 12. Having your conduct honorable among the Gentiles, that when they speak against you as evildoers, they may be your good by your good works, which they observe, glorifying God in the day of visitation. Sure, others are going to heap abuse on us. If you have not been persecuted, there's a good chance it's coming. they're going to call us evil. And they're going to be angry about the light. They hate the light, not even recognizing it as light. But one day, which will be soon, when the true light returns to this earth and establishes his kingdom, then God opens their eyes and they see what they've been missing. They're going to remember where they first saw the glimmer of the true light. And when that happens, they'll be able to glorify our Father in heaven. This way of life isn't easy, but don't waste time trying to hide under a basket. Let your light shine.